Welcome, everybody. I'm Raphael Kushner, and I'm really glad to be with you. For those of you who were wondering about that minute or two of silence, we found it, we fixed it, and so thank you for your patience. I have a cold. You might hear that in my voice. Apologies, but my enthusiasm is undaunted for this call, and I, in a moment, will begin getting right into the details of the P4 program, dialoguing with a current participant, having all of your questions and concerns addressed. But first, I want to begin the way that we begin every P4 call or experience, with a check-in. And the check-in is all about the how of presence. And what I mean by that is, we talk so often in spiritual circles about the power of now, about how being here now and how important that is, but we rarely talk about how to do it. And our check-in is one way to come into presence. And of course, we're not going to get to hear each other's check-ins because there's so many of you on the call right now, and then also many of you will be listening on the recording. But you can still do this check-in right along with me. And the way it works is, you turn your attention within, mind, body, emotion, spirit, but with a special emphasis on the body. And you notice, without any strain at all, what is arising to your attention. Maybe you're hungry, tired, you have some aches, maybe you have some anxious energy, maybe you're feeling peaceful. But you just keep looking and letting whatever is there arise on its own into your awareness. And whatever it is, you just let it be. You keep noticing and allowing. Now, one of the things that we talk a lot about in P4 is how you can be having more than one experience in the same moments, and how they can be conflicting and still be present and welcome side by side. So you could be tired and alert, or you could be cranky and also joyful. So as I'm talking and finishing this description, I want to invite you to keep noticing what's there. Is it in harmony, the different pieces of what's arising? Do they sit side by side and feel different from one another? What's real for you in this moment? Now, to give you another window into P4, when we do it together in our smaller group, we do it as a 5 words or less check-in. So what that means is, when it's your turn, you might say, agitated, grateful, and you'd continue through the 5 words. But we use individual descriptive words. That keeps us out of the story and right with the essence of the experience that we're having. So it's something that people really come to count on as a way to drop deeper into presence than they would be otherwise if we didn't take the time to do it. And one thing that I can promise you is that every group session, every phone call that we have is deeper and truer because we do the check-in, than the conversation that we would have had if we were more on the edges of our experience and didn't drop in. So the first P in P4 is presence, and we start with that, and we're staying with that throughout the whole year. So I'm glad that you have taken the invitation to get more present with me for this call. I also want to let you know that joining us on the call are not just myself and Eileen, who you'll meet in a moment, who's a current member of the P4 program, but also some people who have already signed up for the P4 program for 2015. I welcome those of you who I see on my console. Thanks for joining. And also some other members from the P4 program of this year, 2014, who I didn't know were joining us on the call, and I'm thrilled to see them and to have their support as well. And for those of you who are in the program or for this year or next year, you are more than welcome as we travel together during this hour or so to give any kind of feedback or ask any kind of questions that you think would benefit the other people on the call. So now what I'm going to move into is just one quick piece, an overview about the program and a particular aspect of it that's special to me and powerful to me. And then after that, I'm going to give you a chance to meet Eileen, who's my co-host, so to speak, for this call. So the piece I wanted to share with you now is what I call the power of the tribe. So people all around the world are talking to me about this in our individual sessions and our couple sessions all the time, which is that we don't have, most of us, in this moment of history, with all of the interconnectedness that we have through the internet, through our smartphones, etc., we don't have a tribe that we consider our tribe, meaning the place where we feel at home, where we feel that we're welcome as we are, moment by moment, and where we feel that we will get support whenever we need it, and even a gentle challenge if we need it, but always coming from a place of alliance rather than opposition, a recognition that we're all in it together for one another and for ourselves. To me, that's what a true spiritual tribe is. And one of the reasons that I started P4 11 years ago is because I wanted to be a part of a tribe like that, and I didn't know of one. I wanted to offer that to people because I didn't know of one. And all these many years later, with over 150 people, I think, who've gone through the program, I'm so gratified to say that there is nothing more powerful for spiritual growth and transformation, as far as I'm concerned, than the right kind of tribe. And so I keep doing this program and evolving it over the years with that recognition in mind, and I'm continually inspired by the power of the tribe, especially when things are difficult, difficult for individuals, or even difficult for a period of time within the group. The tribe seems to allow everybody to come forward in the fullness of themselves, even their most difficult parts, to be seen and to be worked with and treasured in a way that without the tribe wouldn't be able to happen. So when people ask me, you know, why P4 or what's it ultimately about, I think my first answer is the power of the tribe. So I want you to ask yourself, do you have a tribe like that? And if you do, then you might not need P4. If you don't, and if you sense the possible power of it and the rightness of it for you, then I want to ask you to listen maybe a little more carefully and see if this particular tribe might be right for you, and if this particular year coming up, 2015, might be right for you as well. So with that, I'm going to introduce you to Eileen. I'm going to make sure that I can hear her and you can too. Eileen, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, I can. So welcome to the call, and thank you for being with us. And Eileen, I wanted to just ask you first to share a little bit with the people on the call or listening to the recording about the process for you from when you first heard about P4 and what about it piqued your interest, and then how did the process go from there for you until the time that you decided, yes, this is for me?
Okay. Thanks for that invitation. I first got interested by doing the course that you had online that was called The Hidden Power of Your Emotions. And I so loved everything I learned in that course and felt like I wanted more. And I went online and looked at what else you offered. And I was immediately drawn by what you're talking about, although I didn't have the words of the tribe. I thought of it as community. And I recognized for myself that had been a big gaping hole in my life. I had a lot of people that I knew and loved, and I had never really experienced being around people in a cooperative way that I think of as community, where people are doing just what you talked about and what I've come to feel this year, of people that care for each other and also support the growth of each person and our own growth, and are serious about being aware of each other in a very mindful and kind way that allows us to feel exactly where we are and be find some way to be okay with that. I just never had that opportunity, and I could feel the lack of it in my life. And so I began exploring what you had online, and I started exploring my own heart to see if I really wanted that, if I felt like I wanted to work for it, because I could feel that it was going to take some doing on my part. And so I got a big yes on all of that. And then I listened to a call similar to this one and got more intrigued by what the person was saying and what you were saying. And I just felt so drawn to create an experience and find a way to be collaborative with other people and have something that worked in the way of that tribal experience. It didn't make sense to me that something like that could really run on its own. It felt like a, well, fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And made me curious that you felt you knew how to create that and create the opportunity for that. And then when I listened to the call, I could feel the actuality of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I quickly said yes and felt like
so you,
I really wanted to be a part.
Yeah, and Eileen, you had to take a leap of faith that what I was describing was what would be, and I certainly appreciate you and everybody else who takes that leap of faith. And would you say mm-hmm. that in your experience of the program, that promise of the power of the tribe and the safety of this particular tribe was there for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's laughable to think about the fear that I had, frankly, because the experience that I have had as what it is to be involved in P4, what it's given me, has so surpassed anything that I had in that paltry little fantasy about what it might be like to do this. And it's been imperfect, which is part of the fun, that my brain has to let go of that perfectionistic plan that I won't get to have anything until it's perfectly wrought. And, you know, this has been imperfect each month, and all along the way has been imperfect. And what I've come to realize is that that's exactly what works, is how lumpy and bumpy and unplannable it is. We have to work together. We have to come together and work that stuff out, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and so let me jump in here with a couple of things. First of all, we do work it all out. We also have, I would say, an incredible amount of fun, too, in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I love what you're talking about in terms of the imperfection, and how I would describe that goes along with something else, which is what I would call strong facilitation for me. And why that's so important is that I've seen many groups where people come together with a positive intention along the lines of what you and I are describing, and then very quickly it falls apart just because people are people. And for me, my role is to be heart and soul with you all, but also really holding the space in such a way that you can relax, because you know that's not your job. And that allows the mess that comes, because our emotions are messy, our connections are messy, to actually work itself out in a graceful way. So the imperfection that I would describe as just life being messy, relationships being messy, instead of being a threat to the work that we have to do and the growth that we're there for, it ends up becoming really the raw material that becomes the gem of what we are as a group and what we get as individuals. So I really appreciate you highlighting that. That's great. Now, also everyone, I want you to know, those of you who are on the call live, if you have any questions or comments that you want to bring to our conversation, just hit 1 on your keypad, and as soon as possible, I will come to you because we want you to be as included in the conversation as possible. And of course, if you just want to listen, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. But I'm going to sort of prime the pump a little bit before Eileen and I go forward again. And I'm going to share a question that came in from somebody who couldn't be on the call and wanted to make sure that I answered the question. And that question is about what kinds of people join this program. And Greg, thanks for that question. So this is very important to me to answer because a group of people who are all similar isn't really the best group to do our deepest spiritual work. So I look for people across the spectrum. Some people are advanced practitioners who have been doing one form of meditation or prayer or a spiritual path for many, many years. And other people are newcomers by comparison. And when I am having a conversation with somebody who may be joining the program, which I do for anybody, I make sure it's a really good fit. Really what I'm looking for intuitively is, are they a person who's really hungry for that tribe, and do they have a lot to give to the overall energy of the tribe? And that's really what makes the difference. And I can say honestly that I haven't been wrong yet in selecting those people for the group, and part of it is because those people are already self-selected, meaning if you come off of this call and you're reading more about P4 on the website, then if it's calling to you, it's really likely that it's the right thing for you. So I enjoy the opportunity to meet everybody and answer all their questions. Most of the time we're finding each other because the call is going both ways. So lots of different people, lots of different ages. We've had people in their 20s, and we've had someone who was 80 in 2013. We've had years where there's all women, and we've had years where there's a lot of men. So we never know, but that heterogeneous aspect of the program really works in our advantage. So thanks again for that question, Greg. And someone who's on the line right now, Melanie, has a question, so I'm going to go to her. Hi, Melanie.
I'm so happy to connect with you. I can't be on the call. It's too complicated to explain. But will I get to listen to a replay? Please.
Absolutely.
Tell me that's true.
Yes, after this call is over, a short period of time following, there will be a recording, and I'm going to send out an email to let everybody know where they can find and listen to that recording.
I am so grateful. I heard someone from Canada do an interview with you a few months ago, and it really clicks for me the way in which you're languaging your work, your emotional
Great.
Intelligence work. I love it. I feel so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie, and so I'm glad that we could surface that question for everybody who might be wondering. Maybe you can't stay on the call right now as well, so stay as long as you can, and you're welcome the whole way through. So the next thing that I want to talk about, and you can feel free at any time to hit that one on your keypad with a question. Even if I'm talking, it won't interrupt anything, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. So I'm going to speak to this, and I'm going to also ask Eileen to speak to this. And again, any of you people in P4 who want to speak to it, you can do that too, those of you who are listening on the call. It's about the progress of a year through P4. And what I want to say is that when we start the year, it's with the inaugural retreat at the end of January. And we come to a retreat center, which is outside of Portland, Oregon. You get to the airport, and we get you to the center. We either pick you up by car or we have a shuttle. It's about an hour away from the airport. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And yet when you get there, it's almost impossible that you don't have a moment of, what the heck did I just get myself into? These people all seem lovely, but now we're sitting in a circle. It's real. I've been thinking about it for a while, and now these are the people I'm going to travel with throughout the course of a year. So we make space for that. And sometimes there's a person who feels like, I've got to run, and I'll ask them if they can leave like one pinky in the circle and kind of leave and come back as they need to in their mind. Or sometimes people have to spend a little extra time in their room. Most people really soften in their presence and willingness to be with us, but I just wanted to highlight the fact that you don't have to be all in to begin. That we come together in that first retreat mostly to bond with one another. We do some work together on the principles and practices of P4, but mostly we want to get to know each other so that you start to feel like this is truly the safest group on the planet. And it's my job to describe that and then to make sure that that safety exists at that first retreat and then throughout the course of the whole year. So I'm going to just ask Eileen briefly to speak to her recollection of arriving at the retreat and anything that stands out for her about the inaugural retreat. Whenever you're ready, jump in, Eileen.
Okay. Well, the first thing that stood out was the beauty. I mean, it's in an absolutely gorgeous setting. So that is so memorable and really helped me with my just landing phase because it is, you know, it's scary. I'm so different now than I was then. It's amazing to look back and realize that it's only been 10 months. But the... you know, it was, I didn't know who these people were. I didn't know if they were going to like me or I was going to like them. I didn't know if any of it was going to work. And I didn't know if you, Raphael, were going to be who I hoped you were going to be. And, you know, quickly I started relaxing that safety that you can call upon, that you create so strongly for us is so important and was really key for me to be able to recognize that I had something to do with it. And there was quickly a commitment level of people, you know, making it safe. And that was huge. And I remember how much that changed my experience of just giving me hope that we could really do this. And quickly went from there to a real sense of promise.
Good. Thank you for that. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep taking us through the course of the year by answering a question that Sarah sent to me. Thank you, Sarah. And then I'm going to come back to you to talk about the next landmark, so to speak, in the year, Eileen. So stand by. So the question was about the monthly time commitment when you really get down to it. And that question gives me an opportunity to describe in a little bit greater detail what we actually do each month. So I send out the program materials, which include the theme, why we're working with this theme. There's a sample theme of the month on the website at kushner.com/p4-program, which is the month 4, I believe, which is approval, 3 or 4. And you get a sense of what those emails are that come from me when you look at that one. But it has a suggested meditation. It has suggested journaling. And then you also get to find out who is your partner that month, because each month you have a different partner from the program. And there's a suggestion for a partner project. And what I mean by that is not that you do something with your partner, but you use your partner to brainstorm how you're going to address the theme of this month, for instance, approval, as I mentioned, in some conversation that you have with someone, in a way that you approach a difficult part of your life in a new way. And so the first thing is the material that comes out. The next thing is that you email your partner for the month and you find a couple times to talk. The first one towards the beginning of the month and the second one towards the end of the month, so that you get a chance to do a prep and then a debrief with that partner. Those calls happen at your convenience between the two of you, and they're usually about an hour or so. So Those 2 hours, let's call them, are part of your time commitment. The 2 hour or so conference call is another time commitment. We have that at the end of each month. And right before that call, I ask you to post to our group site the highlights or the essence of your journey through that month and that theme. And you can post a paragraph or 20 paragraphs, whatever feels good to you. And that can take as little time or as much time as you need. And in the conference call that we have, it's interactive. So I dialogue with each person. Everybody has a reflector, someone else from the program who asks them a question or shares a reflection with them about what they have shared. And we sometimes have interactive activities as well because we use this Maestro conference, which I'm using right now, to see everybody who's online so that we can put you in different rooms and you can have little mini experiences, not just with the whole group or just a partner, but even 3 or 4 people can do things together. So those calls go pretty quickly, and I mean because we're very engaged. And at the end of each call is when I send out the material for the next month. And people are excited, what's the new theme going to be? Because I don't tell that in advance so that there can be a freshness to the whole experience. And then also that's when you find out your partners for the next month. So you could spend 4 to 6 hours in a given month, or if you're inspired, you could do a lot more. And if it's a really tight month for you, you can probably get by doing a little bit less. As long as you do the calls with your partner and the conference call, then you're giving us what we need to have you take your vital place in the tribe. So when we go through a number of months like that, you get a chance to go deeper with many of the other participants in the program. And then you start to feel a real deepening overall of the power of the tribe that I started out talking about a few minutes ago. And then 9 months into the program, we have our second in-person retreat. And that retreat is longer because we know each other better. We've got more to do. And also, rather than being at a retreat center, we do it at a private home that we have an organic caterer helping us with. But mostly it's because we're ready to live with each other for 3 or 4 days and take our connection even more into everyday life, so to speak. So I'm going to bring back Eileen, and I'm going to ask her to talk about the difference that you, Eileen, experienced between the first retreat and then 9 months later when we came together this past October for the second one. So go ahead.
Thank you. It's such a difference. I felt a part of for the second retreat. The first retreat, I really felt like I was arriving as the person that knew how to isolate, and I just was a loner. And devotedly a loner, pretty much. And by the time that we had the second retreat, I was devotedly part of a new community and really looking forward to seeing everyone. And it seemed impossible to my brain that we had not spent physical time together in that whole time. When we got together for the second retreat, it just, my brain could not do the math and say, we only just met them one time physically. It just was impossible. We were already so connected and had so much real history together and a real felt sense of knowing each other and being with one another. So it was very, very different.
Good. Thank you.
Amazingly so.
You know, what's interesting is that I was talking before when I was answering Sarah's question about the time commitment, and I was orienting towards those people who might not have a lot of time to let them know that they can still get a lot out of this, even if they don't. But it's worth talking about the uniqueness of the 2014 group, because this group didn't want less time. They wanted more time. And part of the reason for that closeness that you're describing, Eileen, is because the group said to me, hey, Raphael, we don't want to just get together once a month with you. We want to get together more. And this group was also pretty quick at getting adept at group Skype calls and Google Hangout calls so they could see each other on video as well. And even some of the people who are less comfortable with technology ended up really getting supported by other people to learn how. So even one of the participants who thought that she was the least technologically savvy, ended up becoming the ringleader for lots of those kinds of Google Hangouts. And what I'm wanting to share with you is that this group sometimes would have two or three additional calls every month that were optional because some people were very busy and couldn't participate and other people had more time. So instead of having one monthly call by the time 2014's group came around to the second retreat, they probably had, you know, 25 or 30 calls altogether. And like I said, some of them came to all or to some, but that really helped, and I encouraged that. It could go back to just monthly calls next year because each group has its own flavor or sense, but I was so grateful that people really wanted to keep coming together, and they didn't need me for all of those calls. And as I'm always saying, you know, I'm not the star of the program, even though I have a lot to share. It's really that the power of the tribe, and you know, this year's group really went for that, wouldn't you say, Eileen?
Yes, absolutely. And that makes me want to jump in on something else, that one of the real puzzles for me about your system of how you do this is that it's such a soft delivery system, you know, and at the same time you promise amazing results. That did not make sense to me, that by not pushing and not demanding and, you know, not requiring, that you could get such good results. It did not make sense to me. And yet that's exactly who you are, and what you bring is this beautiful, soft place for me to bring everything that I am and explore it without any requirement. If I don't feel like doing the you know, this month's task, I can figure out my own way through it. I don't have to follow the what you laid out. And you really mean it when you say that, that we can create our own way to do this. And I've always thought of that as just a way that I could avoid. And instead, the way that you create P4 gives me a place to keep referencing myself and find a way that works for me. And that's what my fellow P4 people have been doing. And the results are phenomenal. They're just phenomenal, and yet there's no push and there's never any demand on any one of us.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, most people have heard me say at one point or another that I believe that we can only go forward as fast and as fully as the slowest and most tentative parts of us can go, and that if we push past that, we always get pushed back and we go further backwards rather than forwards. And so I really believe that, and I also believe that, you know, hitting people over the head or being a hard ass in one way or another maybe gets the result that you want as a leader or a facilitator in the moment, but not overall. And so I'm really committed to that approach that you were just describing and highlighting, Eileen, and I have seen it be really the most effective. And I want to say, though, on the other hand, while I'm not a hard ass, I can sometimes be a sort of a fierce papa bear around the safety of the group. And this is the one place where I am willing to kind of go all out. If for whatever reason there's a tension or there's something unspoken or somebody isn't showing up, I'll make sure that we address that directly, because it's only because of the group safety and cohesion that we're able to do the work. And it feels to me like that's my sacred job. And not often, but every once in a while, I really have to step up for that purpose. The other thing I want to add to something that Eileen just shared is that some months you'll read the theme of the month and you'll say, oh my God, how did Raphael know? This is exactly where I am. This is exactly what I needed. And other months you'll read through and you'll go, this doesn't really pertain to where I'm at. And when that happens, I want to talk to you. And I'm available throughout the program. I do check-ins with people all the time. You know, they could be 10 minutes, they could be 20 minutes. Where are you? What's going on? What do you need? Some people just want to be in presence and silence with me for a little while. Other people have something that they really need to work through. But if you get in touch with me and say, this month isn't rocking for me, what I will do with you is gently kick the tires of that assessment. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we talk about it and we realize, yep, it's true. your life is doing something different right now, and you need to pay attention to that. But other times, that initial nothing doing here ends up being resistance, and then someone says, oh, now I see exactly why this is the perfect month for me. So I don't come into that decision with a recognition beforehand or an opinion about it, but together we come to determine which one of those two it is, and then we make the adjustment that is right for you. And the other thing that I want to add about that is that a year is a long time, and 12 people is a lot of people in terms of the life that happens to them. So it's not uncommon that people lose loved ones, transition into or out of relationships, deal with illness, death could be close by, and having the tribe for that is really a gift. And in the current year, there is someone who is dealing with personal and family illness, and I think that she's more grateful than anything about P4, that she's had such loving support through every part of that journey. So it's the life happening while we're doing this work together, I think, that makes the experience so rich. So I'm just going to pause again to remind you, if you have a question, you're on the line, or any kind of feedback for me or a question for Eileen, you can hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll keep looking for that. And don't be bashful, because this is your chance. But I do have some more questions that I want to come to. And the one of them,
I wanted to jump in for a moment.
Oh, please, go ahead. Yeah.
One of the things that seems really important is that the commitment level that you bring to have those conversations. When I started with P4 and I quickly had something that I wanted to check in with you about and see how to manage, and your commitment to help me build P4 so that it worked for me and that it was helping me go where I wanted it to go. I was so touched by that, and it really immediately gave me a sense of, oh, I can really do this and I'm going to be able to do it. But then as I started, I thought I was the only one receiving that, you know, gift from you. And then as I talked to my fellow P4 people, I came to find out that was something that you are committed to offering, that level of conversation. If something is not working, you're on board to work it through and find out what works, and like you said, also find out if it's in me that I'm just have an unwillingness that I can face, you're on board to help me do that. And that's been really crucial for myself and my fellow people.
Yeah, thank you for that addition. There's somebody who I love dearly who's on this call who's in P4 this year, who actually a number of times during the year had an urge to drop out of the program, and with real concerns about whether it was right for her and whether she could give to the group and be a part of the group. And we kept having those conversations, and I totally salute her courage in doing that, her willingness to keep coming back and working with what was coming up for her. And, my sense, without being able to speak for her directly, is that she's really glad that she did keep coming back and that she had a process that she could rely on to help her determine what was best. Because I never said to her, you have to do this or that, or you should look at it this way or that way. We stayed in the questions together. And I think that's what we do in this program, is we really live the questions that are the most important for each member of the group. So good. Thanks for that addition, Eileen. There's a very practical question that Joan wrote in and asked, which is, what if I have to miss one or more of the conference calls? Now, the conference calls that we have each month are Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So for some of our European participants, they end up waking up at 2 in the morning. But they do it, actually. I'm always surprised and inspired by that. But if you have to miss one call or two calls because of work or family commitments, that's not an issue. We always record the call and make it available for you to download the following days. And if we know that you're with us in the group and life just requires you to be elsewhere, we miss you and we include you and we know that all is well. It's only if somebody's overall energy starts to flag for the program, what they're giving back, you know, doesn't match what we need from each participant, that's when I would step in and be what I was calling the Papa Bear. But really missing a monthly conference call or two isn't really an issue. Okay, so let's see. I wanted to just highlight something which is maybe strange to say in this context, because this is a marketing call, so to speak. I'm here to talk to you about P4. Eileen's here to share her own experience about P4, because I hope that you'll be interested and you'll be in touch with me by email and you'll say, hey, I listened to the call and I think it's right for me, or I have questions, let's talk. But I do want to say that one of the things that comes up in every conversation I have with people about P4 is that it isn't something that I want to sell. I feel like if there's any pull from me to have you come to the program, or the sense that you should come to the program, then it's going to change the energy of the group. So every call I have with people, if they say to me, I'm in, I say, wait, don't be in right away. Like, sleep on it after this call. Write to me any questions or fears that arise in the middle of the night, and make sure that it's right for you, because we need you to stay with us for the whole year, and it isn't something that there's ever going to be any pressure about. So even if you're not sure and you just want to talk to me about it one-on-one by phone or by Skype, I really want to hear from you so we can have the dialogue, and it's not not a selling at any point along the way. Now, Eileen was talking to me before we went live and said she wanted to highlight something that has to do a little bit with marketing, because many of you were inspired to sign up for this call because I offered the Hidden Power of Emotions online self-paced learning program as a premium or a gift for signing up for this call. And those of you who are wondering about that, you'll get an email from me if you are on this list telling you how to take advantage of that gift. But Eileen, what did you want to share about that?
I asked Raphael before we started the call if he was going to tell you what a gift it is that you have that available to you, because it's a prize. There is so much information in that six-week course, and it's so helpfully laid out and beautifully done. I mean, it's beautiful to look at, and the use of that. I really encourage all of you, whether you take P4 or not, to get online and use that information and begin the exploration of how to meet yourself so fully that you begin to feel reassured in living your life. And even if you don't do P4 as a strategy of how to put that into application, explore the Hidden Power of Emotions, because it is a tremendous offering of real simple things to do to begin to be with yourself differently. And it opened up my life in a way that I totally did not expect and am forever grateful for.
Thank you, Eileen. And that brings up a point that for some of you it may be that, you know, this isn't your year for P4, but you start with the Hidden Power of Emotions and you do that program once or twice or three times, because once you have it available to you, it's always available to you. And maybe out of that, next year or the year after, comes the time that you might want to take it to the next level with our group of 12. So I'm going to touch on one last theme, and we'll see if there are more questions, and if there aren't, then we'll bring the call to a close, and I'll also give Eileen a chance to think about or to reflect on this last piece. You may already feel like you know the answer to this question, and the question is why I, as a leader in personal growth and spirituality, am so passionate about this particular way of learning and growing together that is P4. But I want to address it a little bit more specifically, because the work that I do with people includes individual sessions with couples, weekend workshops, 5-day intensives, and this program. Now, all of those have their value, but this program is the place where I see the greatest leverage for us to do the work that we are meant to do. Now, what I mean by that is each one of us can address this question. What is in the way for me personally of my greatest spiritual growth and fulfillment? That's a really powerful question, and the answer is going to be unique to each individual. And we ask a question like that in the beginning of P4. And one of the things that I like to share is the phrase or the adage that whatever is in the way is the way. So by recognizing what is in the way for you, we now know where we want to support you in paying attention and in bringing a new presence, a new acceptance, and ultimately a new sense of possibility. So this is something that you can do in a shorter period of time, but you can't integrate it into your life in a short period of time. You need something like the year that we spend together, first of all, to integrate it and then to evolve it. You know, you start somewhere with it. You make a new stride forward in terms of, let's say, your unworthiness or the critical self-talk that continues to assail you or your inability to make the right choices for yourself in relationship or a stuckness that you have in your career because somehow you feel like you just can't take it to the next level or a stuckness that you experience because you know what your calling is and yet somehow you can't find the perseverance or the courage to risk it. Or you don't know what your calling is and you feel like what's keeping you back is that your sense of purpose is lacking clarity or conviction. These are all examples of the kinds of things that might be in the way for you. And once you recognize those and start bringing the practices and principles of P4 to what's in the way, first you make tentative strides. You have, you know, two steps forward, one step back, but you've got the group with you, really steadily moving you forward. And then as the year goes by, you find new ways to approach this issue, and that's the evolution part. And to be honest, sometimes people think it's A, but it turns out to be B or Z, and they realize that that wasn't what was in their way, something else was in their way, and they never would have been able to get to that if they hadn't, first of all, continued over the course of many, many weeks and months, and also continued with the support of a community of people with great intention, but 12 different perspectives plus mine. So for me, I feel like we can all talk about change, and we can change to some degree, and there are lots of ways to do that, and there's no one right way. But in my experience, this way is so powerful and also goes well with some of the other ways. So most of the people who are in P4 each year have been to a workshop with me or have been clients of mine or have read my books or have taken the Hidden Power of Emotions course, and they get that there's a lot here, but they also recognize that they're not meant to do it alone. And I think that that, for me, was one of the turning points in my own spiritual journey where I had to get humble and realize that I wasn't able to make the changes that I most needed to make on my own. And when I surrendered to that and looked for the support from I didn't have this tribe, but I had little mini tribes, and that's what gave me the inspiration to create this one. And when I looked to those for support and was really open to it, that's when everything really began to change for me. So that's a little bit more about my own passion for this particular program and, you know, why. Every year I keep coming back to do it. I keep wondering, am I going to take a break? But no, I still feel like I've got the good energy for it, and I'm looking for the group to come together this year. We have about half of the people already signed up. We're looking for the next six. Hopefully they'll come out of this call. And if it's you or if you're wondering if it's you, then I definitely do want to hear from you. And remember, the easiest way to do that is just to email me at rc, at kushner.com. That's CUSHNIR.com. Or you can just reply to any email that you get to me from now on about the program. And I think that mostly that's what I want to communicate with you. If there's anybody on the call who wants to communicate something, quickly hit 1 on your keypad. And while I'm waiting to see if there is anyone, let me go back to Eileen one more time and see, as you've been listening to me, Eileen, is there anything that you would like to add, or do you feel complete?
No, I definitely want to add something.
Go ahead.
You know, it's so rich. It's just so rich. I want to say to people, if you're at all drawn to this, please let yourself take a moment in deep discovery of whether or not you want to say yes to this. It is an amazing, amazing place to discover yourself for real instead of all the patterns that have been in the way that have been my nemesis of who I thought Eileen ought to be. And I didn't know how much of that was really in my way. And it's such a beautiful approach to be willing to see myself without, I was devoted when I first started P4 to the drill sergeant approach of changing things and just telling myself to get up and go do 30 reps of, you know, changing something and to really change myself by being kind, being aware and curious, and having the conversation with others be framed from that place was so pivotal and changed everything for me in being honest with myself, gave me a different level of honesty, and really put jets on my back to be able to move forward in just the way I've always dreamt of being able to move forward. And just really could not have done it without the tribe. And it's been a soft approach, which continues to baffle me, of how that worked without me getting mean or cruel or divisive or, you know, having to push myself. I didn't have to push. If I felt like it was too hard, I got to slow down and take care of myself. And I had fellows to help me make that choice instead of always forcing myself when it wasn't right. And I learned how to tell the difference. And it's just an incredible opportunity. So I just want to say to you, if you're at all interested, take some time to really look into it and let your heart lead you, because it's an amazing, amazing journey that this is opened up in front of me, and certainly I feel certain it'll happen for you as well if you feel drawn.
Oh, thank you so much for all of your contributions, Eileen. And before I go, I do just want to talk briefly, I remembered, about money. P4 costs essentially $200 a month, plus your airfare to get to and from Portland for the 2 retreats. And that's it. Everything else is included, the meals, the lodging, et cetera. And you can make those payments all at once, you can make it twice, you can make a quarterly payment, and you can make a monthly payment. If you need to make a monthly payment, we just put it on bill pay, so it happens on a schedule, and you and I don't have to think about that. And if you really want to do this program, and you just realize that you cannot swing that amount of money, I still would love to hear from you. We may not be able to do it, but some years, there's a scholarship fund where grateful participants from previous programs offer some money to help other people get into the program. So if you can make most of it but not all of it, you definitely should let me know. And even if you just want to tell me that you'd like to be on a list for a possible scholarship if one of those comes up, I'd love to hear about that too, because I would love it if money wasn't the only thing that kept you from taking part of this program and this opportunity. So with that, I'm going to thank you all so much for being on the live call, and also thank those of you who are listening to the recording for sticking with the recording. And also, again, I want to thank the other people from P4 who are in this year's program for being online and giving Eileen and I some good support. It was lovely to just know that you're with us. And for the people who are on this call who are going to be joining P4 in 2015, I hope that you're even more excited now that you got to hear about it in greater detail and you got to hear Eileen's experience as well. So thanks to you all so much again, and you know where to find me. And I hope, if not this year, some year soon, we get to be in a tribe together. Take care, everyone. Good night.